Donald Trump's push for bigger virus relief checks has stalled in the Senate, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is blasting her Republican counterpart for standing in the way. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president's demand that the checks be increased from $600 to $2,000 easily passed the House, but Senate Republican Chief Mitch McConnell's blocking the chamber from voting on the boost. While a growing number of Republicans say they support the bigger checks, most are against more spending.
These Republicans in the Senate seem to have an endless tolerance for other people's sadness.
McConnell has filed a new bill linking the president's demand for bigger checks to other Trump priorities, an approach that may result in no action at all. Meantime, the president's treasury chief said the $600 payments should have started rolling out last night. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Two variants of the coronavirus, first found in Britain and South Africa and more transmissible than the original, are spreading around the world. Approximately 25 countries report variant cases, including Italy, France, Finland, South Korea, Jordan, Lebanon, Pakistan, Portugal, Canada, and the United States. Wednesday, Britain became the first country in the world to approve AstraZeneca and Oxford University's low-cost COVID vaccine, raising hopes it will tackle surging cases and ease pressure on creaking health services. The Independent Medicines and Healthcare Products and Regulatory Agency said the vaccine, quote, met its strict standards of safety, quality, and effectiveness, and a rollout was set for January 4th. Britain has already approved the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine for general use. From Washington, this is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson signed a post-Brexit trade deal with the European Union Wednesday, acclaiming it as the start of a, quote, wonderful relationship, end quote, across the channel. At the signing in Downing Street, he said, quote, it's an excellent deal for this country, but also for our friends and partners, end quote. Earlier, EU chiefs Ursula von der Leyen and Charles Michel had themselves inked the 1,200-page trade and cooperation agreement. Britain will leave the European Single Market and Customs Union at 11 p.m. Thursday. European Union and Chinese leaders met by video conference today and have agreed in principle to a major investment pact that the Brussels hopes will open up lucrative opportunities despite concerns about Beijing's rights record. The pact provides a boost to economic ties between two of the world's biggest economies, but risks upsetting President-elect Joe Biden as he gears up to enter the White House. A Chinese court Wednesday jailed 10 Hong Kong democracy activists for up to 3 years over a bid to flee the city by speedboat to Taiwan. This as a crackdown on dissent in the territory intensifies. The group was arrested by the Chinese Coast Guard in August en route to the self-ruled island, which has quietly opened its doors to Hong Kongers seeking sanctuary. A large explosion struck the airport in the southern Yemeni city of Aden shortly after a plane carrying the newly formed cabinet landed there. AP correspondent Karen Shamis reports.
Over a dozen were killed and scores were wounded in the blast. The source of the blast was not immediately clear and no group claimed responsibility for attacking the airport. AP footage from the scene showed members of the government delegation disembarking as the blast shook the grounds. No one on the government plane was hurt, but many ministers rushed back inside the plane or ran down the stairs seeking shelter. Thick smoke rose into the air near the terminal building. Officials at the scene said they saw bodies lying on the tarmac and elsewhere at the airport. I'm Karen Chamas.
Israeli jets fired missiles on targets near Damascus early Wednesday, killing one Syrian soldier and wounding three, Syria's military said. The after-midnight attack in the Zabadani region of the Damascus countryside targeted a Syrian air defense unit and also caused material damage. An unnamed Syrian military official was quoted as saying by the official Sana news agency. The report did not provide further details and there was no immediate comment from Israel, which has rarely reported on its attacks inside Syria during the course of the Syrian civil war. Argentina's Senate voted early Wednesday to legalize abortion, setting off cheers from the crowd of thousands of people gathered outside who supported the measure. It came after 12 hours of debate. The bill allows abortions up to the 14th week of pregnancy. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.
It's VOA. One.